This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry tonight. Normally you hear me on Saturdays. Saturday, college football final rolls along, and my friend Jonathan Lowe will be a part of it. And he's a big part of the show tonight as well. Right now we're going to talk space flight with Stephen Clark from Ars Technica. And Stephen, good to visit with you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Steve, good to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, quite a story. You posted, and this has to do with an unpiloted Chinese spacecraft launched late Monday and linked up with the country's space station a few hours later, and this will serve as a lifeboat. Tell us more. I know the last time you joined us, we talked about these astronauts being stranded, if you will. There were concerns about their primary spacecraft. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, Steve, this is probably the most serious crisis or emergency that the Chinese have had in their human spaceflight program to date. And so they had a spacecraft docked with their space station that three astronauts were getting ready to strap into and come back to Earth. And one of the astronauts saw a crack in the window and reported that down to mission control. And they examined it, thought about it, and did some microscopic inspections and determined that, that it was likely caused by a piece of space junk that collided with the spacecraft in orbit at some point during its mission, and B, that it was unsafe to return to Earth with crew. So that set off a scramble in China to figure out what to do. Luckily, they had another spacecraft and a rocket in standby mode, partially assembled, waiting another a launch next year, and they were able to accelerate that and get it launched on Monday up to the Tiangong Space Station. And now those crew members have a lifeboat. In the meantime, there was another lifeboat on the spacecraft on the space station that three other astronauts were able to use to come back to Earth a few weeks ago. So that left these other three on the space station without a safe ride home for a few weeks. And luckily there was no reason to evacuate, no emergency that happened in space that would have prompted them to have to come back to Earth. So now they have a safe lifeboat if something like that happens, and then they'll return as scheduled next year.
Stephen Clark joins us from Ars Technica on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This is part of it. And there's been a lot of talk about the International Space Station, and I would assume the Chinese are doing the same thing with their space station, and that is how to work out problems in low Earth orbit with the idea that someday humans will leave low Earth orbit, go to the moon, maybe potentially set up a base, and then beyond that to Mars, and troubleshooting these problems and having contingencies a whole lot easier in low Earth orbit. But nevertheless, it is still something that needs to be figured out. to keep humans alive and bring them back safely.
Right, exactly. And so this spacecraft that has the cracked window is actually still on, still attached to the Chinese space station. And they're going to send two of the astronauts out sometime soon. I don't know the date yet, to actually do an inspection on the outside of the spacecraft to see if there's any more damage that they can't see on the exterior, and also to take a look at the window pane. It's a multi-layer window. The outermost layer is the one that's been punctured. That's the heat-resistant pane that would protect the ship during the heat of reentry. And one of the goals of these inspections is to see, could this potentially, you know, hypothetically be repaired in the future if they had the right tools and techniques on board?
Yeah, and that is huge beyond low Earth orbit, where imagine a spacecraft on the moon, or people living on a base on the moon, or traveling to Mars, or on a base on Mars in the future. They will not get resupplied quickly. They'll need to figure it out on the fly. And you would assume tools, 3D printers, other materials to make repairs are going to be a huge part of people being able to survive for long terms on the lunar surface or beyond that, on the surface of Mars.
Yes, Steve. This is what really, you know, excites me about human spaceflight. You know, the International Space Station and the Chinese Space Station, you know, they've been in orbit. The ISS has been in orbit for more than 25 years now. So it is set into kind of a routine that a lot of people don't think about it, that it's even up there anymore. And but one of the exciting things to me about the ISS that I think its legacy will be is it helped NASA and its partners learn how to live somewhat independently in space. So they recycle their own urine into drinking water. They're able to convert carbon dioxide into oxygen on board through a regenerative life support system. And they've even grown their own plants in space. And like you mentioned, 3D printers as well. They've made rudimentary tools with 3D printers and materials in space. So those kinds of things I think are really exciting for me, because I'm the type of person who, you know, I have read science fiction. I love science fiction movies. I want to see humans go to the planets and the stars. But, you know, just when you do that, you have to be self-reliant. And these programs right now are baby steps in terms of teaching us to be self-reliant in space.
Circle back around to the Chinese, secretive. You don't get 100% of the news. It's interesting that word of this has come out and what they're doing, and I think it is a positive, and I think in some way, shape, or form shows that they are indeed making great progress, and that they do have contingencies, and they certainly are becoming a formidable rival in low Earth orbit. And as we've talked in the past, their goal ultimately is to get to the moon and explore the moon and set up a base on the moon. I don't think that's a stretch.
I absolutely agree with you, Steve. They've stated their goal is to get to the moon by 2030, which is happens to be the United States goal as well. And I think I wrote in my story on Ars Technica that the way this has all played out the last few weeks with the Chinese space program is a sign of a maturing space program, because Russia does not have the capability to launch a rescue mission on this short notice. And SpaceX might be able to, but it would be pushing their ability as well, frankly, from what I know. So to launch a rescue mission in 20 days. So it is quite a remarkable capability that they demonstrated. And you know, you're right that they're very secretive. They don't reveal a lot about what they're doing, what their plans are. They often announce their successes after they're done. But they've kind of embraced in their public statements that they've used the word emergency. They haven't shied away that, you know, this was a problem, but they've kind of embraced it and spun it as a demonstration of their abilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.